To come your way again today by means of the shortwave broadcast reaching into many areas around the world. And my, if we're reaching your house, we would be so glad if you'd write us and let us know that you're hearing this program. And if we are a source of any help to you, we'd like to know that as well. And we have literature that we can pass along to you without any cost. Tracts talking about the plan of salvation, how to be saved. And if you are saved, we've got a study help to help you grow in the Lord. And we'd be so glad to hear from you. And if you are a Christian today, you know a Christian term in the Bible, one being a soldier of Jesus Christ. And of course, to be a soldier, there are certain things that we have to qualify for, be in good health and be at an age whereby we can work hard and obey our country and work and labor for our country. That is one qualification to be a soldier in the army of whatever country that you may live in. But to be a soldier of Jesus Christ, there are certain things that we must be able to do to qualify. And if you have your Bibles, would you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 1. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We find here that the Apostle Paul, writing to a young preacher by the name of Timothy, he was instructing this young preacher how to be a soldier for Jesus Christ. And in order to be a soldier, we have to be able to equip ourselves. And the only way we can equip ourselves is through and by looking into the Word of God, letting the Bible become a part of our lives. And we find in 2 Timothy chapter 10 and verses 4, he said, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So you see, we are in an army. We are in the army for Jesus Christ. And certainly, we know that there is a battle going on. There's a battle going on in our lives because we're torn many times and many days through decisions that we have to make, through oppositions that we have to encounter. And therefore, we have to equip ourselves. And the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the trials of this life. And I trust today that you are equipping yourself, that you're getting yourself in condition that you could be able to fight the battle for God. And let us look, if we may, into the things that we find the Bible teaches us that we must be able to do. Now, in the 59th division of Isaiah, in verses 19, we find the enemy. You know, he comes in like a flood sometimes. And in verse 19, he said, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. You see, we are compassed about with so many trials. And Satan, the power of the devil, he comes in like a flood many times. And it says the Lord will lift up a standard against him. But you see, we've got to put on the armor of God. We've got to be equipped in order to be able to face Satan in his powers that come against us. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. So we've got to put on something that we may be able to withstand the power of Satan. In the 59th division of Psalms, in verses 16 and 17, he said, but I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. You see, the psalmist David realized that God was his strength, God was his defense, and he was going to flee to him. He was going to cry. He said, I'll sing of thy power and of thy mercy because you're my defense. And so today, we've got to flee to our refuge. God today is our very present help in the time of trouble. Now in Philippians chapter 2 and verses 13, he said, for it is God which worketh in you both the will and the do of his good pleasure. So if we're going to endure hardness as a good soldier, we've got to realize that we can't look unto our own strength, that we've got to look unto God that has power to be able to combat Satan. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verses 15, the men of God made known, he said, the battle is not yours, but it's God's. And so if we today put on the whole armor of God, if we clothe ourselves in the strength of God, in fact, our own spirit, if we submit our spirit unto God, in Proverbs 16 and 32, he said, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. So you see, if we put our trust and our faith in God today and put on the armor of God, then we're going to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, how do we combat Satan? How do we become a good soldier of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? First of all, by using the Word of God. The Lord Jesus, he used the Word of God in fighting against Satan, because the Word of God is our defense. We've got to learn to depend upon the Word of God. You know, the psalmist David said, I hid the Word of God in my heart that I may not sin against God. So the Lord Jesus Christ, when Satan taken him and tempted him after the baptism of Jesus, if you remember in Matthew chapter 4, where that Satan taken him up unto the high mountain and he showed him all the kingdoms. And he said, all these will I give you if you'll just fall down and worship me. And how did Jesus combat Satan? How did he confront him? By quoting the Word of God. And even, you know, the kingdoms of this earth, you see, Satan showed the Lord all the kingdoms and said, all these I'll give you. But Jesus said, thou art an offense to me, Satan, get behind me. And we find that even Jesus was hungry. He'd been fasting for 40 days, and he was hungry. And we find that Satan came to him and said, if you be God, why don't you turn these stones to bread? And Jesus quoted the Word of God and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So you see, the Lord Jesus was able to confront Satan by using the Word of God. And you can't use the Word of God if you don't have it, first of all, stored in your heart. And another way that we can overcome Satan is by the blood of the Lamb. In Revelation 12 and 11, it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. You know, there are times that Satan tempts me so greatly that I have to just plead the blood. Satan cannot stand the blood of Jesus. And you know, there are three things that you can do at all times. At least one of these you can do. You can either read the Word of God. One time in my early Christian experience, Satan was tempting me so greatly. And the Lord brought to my attention that I can do one of three things at all times. I can either read the Word of God, I can quote the Word of God, or I can go to the Lord in prayer, or I can go talk to somebody about their soul. And when Satan tempts you so greatly, you know, if you just turn and read the Word of God, or if you could just go someplace and pray, or if you can't do either of those, go to somebody and begin to talk to them. And then, you know, when you get down on your knees and you begin to plead the blood of the Son of God, you see, the blood of Jesus Christ was given for the remission of sin, and you can do one of those three. And then another way that we can confront Satan is And that is by putting on the whole armor of God. In the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, in verses 10 through 18, there are eight verses that tells about the armor of God. And you read this and you fix this in your heart. And the Apostle Paul said to the Ephesian Christians, he said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." And some of you in desolate lands today, you're living where there are only a few Christians around and you don't have the strength of other people to help you. You're tempted by gods of the world around you. And you're tempted by your fellow man because they're not complimentary. They're not in agreement. And they do not appreciate the fact even that you are a Christian. And so you put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devils. You know, the Lord knows your situation. He knows whether there are others around you. He knows all the temptations and trials that you're encountering. And God is able to meet you at that very point. So submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they even love not their lives even unto death. And my friend, if you love Jesus Christ today that much that you're willing to sacrifice your entire life, Lord, I turn it all over to you, and then you're able to be used by God. Would you bow with me just now in a moment of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, as I call upon you just now, I pray, Lord, for those destitute Christians around the world, dear God, that are being troubled and tried on every hand and seemingly have no source to go to. I pray, Lord, that they'd flee to you, Lord, because you're the answer to man's problems. And I pray now, Lord, that you'd strengthen them in the inner man. Help them, Lord, to put on the whole armor of God, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In Jesus' name we pray, and for Christ's sake we ask it all. Amen. May God bless you, dear friend, is our prayer.